大学生英语在线，你想知道的问题你告诉他，你没想到的问题他告诉你。最顶尖的英语专家，最有效的学习方法，雅思托福 GRE 轻松得分没问题。 Question of the day， 大学生英语在线，每天上午6:30，晚上11:00，与您准时相约。
大家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the Day， 我是 Larry， 欢迎大家加入我们的 QQ 群，下载更多的英语学习资料。我们的 QQ 群号码是90127292，欢迎加入。今天我们要讲的是托福听力，我们请来的专家老师是来自优益爱学校的壮壮老师。老师好。
Hello, and we are going to listen to a lecture about theater class， 啊，又是一个讲剧院的。这里边呢还是比较有意思的，他就讲18世纪在欧洲的剧院那个舞台布景是怎么回事。好，那我们先看一下这个生词。首先呢就是会碰到一个人名叫 Philippe Jacques de Lutebourg，啊，这个人名呢还挺有名的。我上网搜了一下，啊，此人的许多作品呢现在在这个佳士得拍卖行高价，啊，在拍卖，然后许多的这个有名的画廊啊，艺术馆啊都收藏着他的作品。那此人呢如果提到人名，在任何情况下你听一个讲座提到人名，你觉得都应该关注他的什么信息啊？
我们得关注他的人名到底是什么。
嗯，
但是这个名字太长了，您刚才说的他的名字有4个部分，哎，一般来说一个姓一个名我就够晕的了。
那你就记一个最省事儿的，比如说 Philippe Jacques de Lutebourg， 你觉得哪儿最省事儿啊？
Philippe，
对，就菲利普是吧，反正他一提到这儿你就记住那菲利普就完了。
嗯，
好好，首先我们看一下第一部分，它有一些生词。第一个生词呢就是set designer。A set designer 是什么人呢？是什么设计师呢？是在一个剧场做舞台布景的设计师，叫 a set designer。
Set 就是那个 setting， 就是布景的意思。我们知道 setting 有很多意思，有这个设置，有这个背景，
对，
环境，还有布景。
所以呢 ，set designer 就是他。另外呢，伦敦有一个挺有名的剧院叫 Drury Lane Theatre， 啊，这个你声音能识别就行了 ，Drury Lane。Theater， 然后再来下一个词是 knack， K N A C K 啊，原来这个词组呢是 a knack for something， 啊，说这个 Lutebourg showed a knack for imagination in stage design。
嗯，什么意思呢？
嗯， knack， 就是巧妙的手法。
这个 knack 应该是拼写呢是 K 打头的，
嗯，
但是这个 K 呢字母 K 是不发音的，是 K N A C K， K N A C K knack。意思就是技巧的意思。
嗯哼，所以说这个 Lutebourg 呢，这个人呢，他呢在舞台设计方面呢，有很擅长于这个想象啊。再往下是 depth 这个词 ，D E P T H， 它是 deep 这个单词的名词形式啊。他说讲这个布景的时候呢，要有纵深感啊 ，feeling of depth。好，下面一个词是 rigid，rigid means firmly fixed or set。你像以前说这个舞台布景，就是那种特幼稚、特初级、特简单的那种舞台布景，就是拿板或者纸板画一棵树，往那个舞台后面那么一放啊，然后那个树它也不能变，画成什么样就是什么样了，所以这就是 rigid， 比较的死板吧。好，再往下一个词是 touch。touch 啊，那不是那个 eye touch， 因为 touch 的感觉呢，就是当名词讲，就是画龙点睛的那一笔。好，原文是这么说的 ：Another realistic touch was using three-dimensional objects。啊，另外一个就是给现实的这么一笔画龙点睛的一笔，就是 three-dimensional objects。那 three-dimensional 是三什么呀？
三维的。
那 two-dimensional 呢？
就是二维的，我们说这个三 D 啊，二 D 啊，这个 D
就是 dimension，
就是 dimension。
哎，那我问你，二维码怎么说？
QR code。
嗯哼，那和那个 dimension 都没有关系了。
嗯，对，你解释的时候可以说 two-dimensional code, but actually in Western countries, we prefer to say QR code.
QR code.查一下吧哈。好，所以呢二维和三维就是 two-dimensional, three-dimensional。好，那我们的 QR 代表什么呢？待会儿我们再公布这一个答案。好，下面一个生词是 elaborate。Elaborate 做形容词来讲的话 means something, with a lot of details.原来的句子是这样的 These sets were so elaborate that many people attended the theater more for them than for the actors or the story. 他就讲这个舞台布景这个细节是如此的逼真以至于人们去到剧院呢并不是为了看那个演员和那个故事而是为了去看那个布景那个英文就是 more for A than for B。他们去看的目的 more for A 更多的是为了 A 而不是 for 那个 B、
那么放到具体的句子中我们到底应该怎么用呢我再来把文中可能会出现的一段话读给大家听 Now these sets were so elaborate that many people attended the theater more for them than for the actors or the story
好下面一个词就讲到这个 Lutherborg 呢他呢其实是超水平发挥他把自己的才能发挥到极致这个英文呢我跟你说这个词要说出来你都想不到叫做 outdo himself
什么什么什么
这个 do 这个词前面加个 out 叫 outdo himself 当然他用的过去时所以呢说 Lutherborg outdid himself with a show that he set up in his own home
这啥意思呀
所以他把自己的这个布景的才能呢发挥到极致了他在
自
己的自
了
对了把自己家里边呢布了那么一个景而且他还给这个景起了一个名叫做 Idol Fusicon 你看这个如果你从来没听说过的话你都不知道这是英文还是中文Idol Fusicon 好你不用管它你就记着有这么一个声音待会儿呢就录音里面会给你解释这个 Idol Fusicon 到底是什么。好，下面我们来听一下这个讲座的第一部分录音。
Listen to part of a lecture in a theater class.
As we have seen, the second half of the 18th century was an exciting time in Europe. It was not only an age of great invention, but social changes also led to a rise in all sorts of entertainment, from reading to museums to travel.And finding himself in the middle of this excitement was an accomplished French painter named Philippe Jacques de Lutherbourg. Lutherbourg arrived in England in 1771 and immediately went to work as a set designer at the famous Drury Lane Theatre in London. From his first shows, Lutherbourg showed a knack for imagination in stage design.All in the interest of creating illusions that allowed the audience to suspend disbelief completely. He accomplished this by giving the stage a greater feeling of depth, which he did by cutting up some of the rigid background scenery and placing it at various angles and distances from the audience. Another realistic touch was using three-dimensional objects on the set, like rocks and bushes,as opposed to two-dimensional painted scenery. He also paid much more attention to lighting and sound than had been done before. Now, these sets were so elaborate that many people attended the theater more for them than for the actors or the story. At the time, people were wild for travel and for experiencing new places, but not everyone could afford it.Lutherbourg outdid himself, however, with a show that he set up in his own home. He called it the Idol Fusicon. Idol Fusicon means something like representation of nature, and that's exactly what he intended to do, create realistic, moving scenes that changed before the audience's eyes. In this, he synthesized all his tricks from Drury Lane,mechanical motion, sound, light, other special effects to create, if you will, an early multimedia production. The Idol Fusicon was Lutherbourg's attempt to release painting from the constraints of the picture frame. After all, even the most action-filled, exciting painting can represent only one moment in time, and any illusion of movement is gone after the first glance. But Lüterborg, like other contemporary painters, wanted to add the dimension of time to his paintings.
大学生英语在线，欢迎您继续收听。
好的，很快这个关于戏剧的讲座第一部分我们就听完了。我相信大家听懂了大部分的内容，我们再挑几句重点的话来给大家，讲一下。
好，首先这个 Eidophysikon 是什么东西呢？他说 Eidophysikon means something like representation of nature.
It means something like representation of nature, 自然的代表。
对，重现了一下大自然。And that's exactly what he intended to do.
To create realistic moving scenes that change before the audience's eyes.
对了，他就把这个画面啊，就在观众的眼前，让它是一个动态的。啊，变化的展现在这个观众的眼前，而且呢，它是非常的写实 ，realistic.
In this, he synthesized all his tricks from Drury Lane, including mechanical motions, sound, light, other special effects to create, if you will, an early multimedia production.
好，也就是说他把在之前那个 Drury Lane 剧院所使用的所有的这个啊妙招全部都给他合成在一起了，其中呢就有这个机械的运动啊 mechanical motions, 还有呢声光以及其他一些特效，这样呢制造出这个比较早期的多媒体的这么一个制作啊，这就是这个 Eidophysikon
多媒体 multimedia。
嗯、然后这个 Eidophysikon 呢，他还说呢，这个妙处在哪儿？好，他这样说 ：The Eidophysikon was Lüterborg's attempt to release painting from the constraints of the picture frame. 他把这个画从什么东西里边解放出来了呢
？From the constraints of the picture frame， 就是从这个画框中给解放出来了。
也就是他让这个画活出来了啊。After all, even the most action-filled exciting painting can represent only one moment in time. 他说毕竟怎么样啊，你就是这个画里边甭管它有多少的用，有多少的这个动感的这种振奋人心的东西，它也是一个静态的反应，时间上就是这么一瞬间的情况啊，因为它画在画布上嘛，静止的。And any illusion of movement is gone after the first glance. 你那个第一瞥，眼光瞥过去，看过之后，那这个动态感就算完结了 ，is gone. But Lüterborg, like other contemporary painters, wanted to add the dimension of time to his paintings. 可是 Lüterborg 这个舞台布景专家呢，这个艺术家呢，他就想为这些画作呢增加一个维度，那个维度叫做 the dimension of time，
时间的维度。
没错，啊，这是他的这个把这个画框那就从二维变为三维了。那下面呢，我们再继续听他讲这个时间维度后半部分之前呢，还是再过一遍生词。第一个叫 subsequent， subsequent means following， 啊，就是后续的。第二呢，就是varied， 这个 vary V-A-R-Y 是一个动词，过去式呢就是变 y 为 i 加 ed。 好，然后呢我们不太用它的动词，我们喜欢用 various 形容词。那 varied in varied their size 就是在大小上面有所变化。好，再来有一个单词呢不算生，但是大家不太常看到，叫 foreground。我说 foreground 你可能不知道，但是 background 是什么意思啊？
背景嘛。
啊，那 foreground 跟它是反义，应该是什么呀？
应该是前景。
对，也就是剧院里边离得观众比较近还是比较远的那个景啊？
离得比较近的，放在前面的那个布景，
就叫做 foreground 啊。待会儿听力中会提到这个词。好，再来一个呢，就是 copper。 这个 copper 呢是一种金属 啊，是铜。他说呢，这个铜片用来干嘛呢？他这样说的哈， Many of the sound effects he pioneered are still in use today, like creating thunder by pulling on one of the corners of a thin copper sheet. 他先找一个 thin copper sheet， 这么一个铜的片，而且是很薄的片，然后把它的这一个角呢一拉，这样出来的那个声音就是那个 thunder， 就是那个打雷的声音。之后呢，在听录音第二部分还挺有意思的，他比喻了一下啊，看这个雷怎么样。好，我们来听这部分录音。
You know, the popular thinking is that Lüderburg was influenced by landscape painting. But why can't we say that the Ido Fusakon actually influenced the painters? At the very least, we have to consider that it was more of a mutual thing.We know, for example, that the important English landscape painter, Thomas Gainsborough, attended almost all of the early performances, and his later paintings are notable for their increased color and dynamic use of light. Lüderburg's influence on the theater, though, he was incredibly influential. The way he brought together design and lighting and sound as a unified feature of the stage can easily be seen in English theater's subsequent emphasis on lighting and motion. Now, the Ido Fusakon stage was actually a box a few meters wide, a couple meters tall, and a couple meters deep. That is, the action took place within this box.This was much smaller, of course, than the usual stage, but it also allowed Lüderburg to concentrate the lighting to better effect. Also, the audience was in the dark, which wouldn't be a common feature of the theater until 100 years later. The show consisted of a series of scenes. For example, a view of London from sunrise that changes as the day moves on.Mechanical figures, such as cattle, moved across the scene, and ships sailed along the river. But what really got people was the attention to detail, much like his work at Drury Lane. So, for example, he painted very realistic ships and varied their size depending on their distance from the audience. Small boats moved more quickly across the foreground,than larger ones did that were closer to the horizon. Other effects, like waves, were also very convincing. They reflected sunlight or moonlight depending on the time of day or night. Even the colors changed as they would in nature. Sound and light were important in making his productions realistic. He used a great number of lamps,And he was able to change colors of light by using variously colored pieces of glass to create effects like passing clouds that subtly change in color. Furthermore, he used effects to make patterns of shadow and light, rather than using the uniform lighting that was common at the time. And many of the sound effects he pioneered are still in use today, like creating thunder by pulling on one of the corners of a thin copper sheet.One of his most popular scenes was of a storm. And there's a story that on one occasion, an actual storm passed overhead during the show, and some people went outside, and they claimed Lüderburg's thunder was actually better than the real thunder.
大学生英语在线，欢迎您继续收听。
这一段第二部分的录音也听完了。相信大家对这个 Ido Fusakon 有了更深一步的认识了，是吧？
您觉得刚才这段听力中最难的一句话是哪一句？我们挑出来讲一讲。
我觉得有一个事儿吧，就是弄不清楚。他其中提了一个叫 Thomas Gainsborough 的画家，这个 painter, landscape painter, 到底是谁影响谁？是这个画家影响了这个 Lüderburg 呢，还是 Lüderburg 影响了画家？而且其中呢有一个连读啊，我来给大家找一下，然后你看你能不能听出来。他是这样说的哈，We know, for example, that the important English landscape painter Thomas Gainsborough attended almost all of the early performances. 好，我再念一遍这个有问题的地方哈。Attended almost all of the early performances. 你觉得是 all of the yearly 还是 the early performances？
您再读一下，把他那个词组再挑出来，我们再听一下。
好 ，Thomas Gainsborough attended almost all of the yearly performances.
我相信应该是 early， 但是听到呢
是个 yearly。
对，
为什么呢？因为这个元音前面那个 the 应该读什么呀？
读成 the， 然后 the 呢又是以这个 e 结尾的。
对，
如果后面再紧接着一个元音开头的词，
又是
early，
对，所以就听起来就像 yearly 了。
The early。
对了，所以它是 the early， 啊，但是听快了，有的人就觉得这是 yearly， 所以就变成了托马斯·盖恩斯伯罗这个画家呢，参加了所有的是每年一度的表演，还是早期的这个表演，应该是早期的，好吧？这是容易出错的地儿。
再让大家最后感受一下这个连读吧。
好 ，attended almost all of the early performances。
好，大家在下次做听力的时候一定不要上当了，不然就听不懂到底是 the early 还是 the yearly。
那么到底是怎么回事，在影响方面呢，他是这样说的哈，我来给大家念一下。 The popular thinking is that Ludeborg was influenced by landscape painting, but why can't we say that the idol Physikon actually influenced the painters? 好，也就是这个 idol Physikon 其实是影响了静态的画面，为什么我们不能这样说呢？ At the very least, we have to consider that it was more of a mutual thing. 好，那说 mutual, 那说明是谁影响谁啊？
应该是相互影响的。
对了，
mutual。
你不能说是甲影响了乙，还是乙影响了甲，而是互相都有所影响。然后他就开始说了， for example, that the important English landscape painter Thomas Gainsborough attended almost all of the early performances, and his later paintings are notable for their increased color and dynamic use of light.所以他参加了早期的这些表演之后呢，看到这个舞台布景，所以他的这个风景画就显示出来更多的色彩以及对于光的动态的运用。The dynamic use of light， 那你就是会有动感了嘛，对吧？它不是那个一瞬间。好，接着呢他又说呢，Ludeborg's influence on the theater, though, he was incredibly influential. The way he brought together design and lighting and sound as a unified feature of the stage can easily be seen in English theater's subsequent emphasis on lighting and motion. 所以他的影响，提到任何人，尤其是什么历史上有名的人哈，他就会对后续的人产生影响。它的影响是什么呢？就是在舞台上呢，它会整体的来对待声和光啊，使他们呢有一个统一的呈现，这样呢在后来英国的剧院中一直都有这么一个风气，就是强调光，这个灯光的使用以及动态啊。所以你看，这一个人要想有所建树，什么事儿就怕钻研啊，只要是钻了就好办。好，这块是不太好懂的，剩下的呢就比较好懂了。最后有一个小插曲啊，他说在观众看打雷这一个场景的时候，当时呢在屋子里面，对吧，他们就去看这个 Ludeborg 做的这个 idol Physikon 打雷，碰巧呢室外呢也打雷，结果呢 some people went outside and they claimed Ludeborg's thunder was actually better than the real thunder。
哦，他们觉得这个剧中的雷比真实看到的雷更好。
对，还更加逼真。
哦，
有点意思吧。啊，当然这个其中有一些细节，比如说提到这个船在前景和后景哪个应该移动的快啊？
应该是前景。
对，因为远那么它就慢， 对不对？然后还有大小啊，有这个透视的原理啊等等，这都是不错的。
原来这个舞台上的灯光舞美这些布景还那么有讲究、
有绝对有讲究。好，那么今天的这个舞台这一块呢讲座就听到这儿，如果大家想获得听力文本还有进一步的讨论，欢迎加入我们的 QQ 群，我们有两个群号，一个是
3317640，另外一个是9012-7292，大家都试着加一加啊，只要加其中一个就可以了。 两个群的功能是一样的。我们下期节目再见。
再见。
给你一个机会，你最想得到什么东西？
汽车。
Money。
豪宅。
漂亮女朋友。
芭比娃娃。
健康。
北京人民广播电台提醒您，关爱自己的健康，才能带来长久的幸福。
Fast car whistling my name. Open up a beer and you say get over here and play a video game. I'm in his favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take a body downtown. I say you're the bestest, leaning for a big kiss, put his favorite perfume on. Go play a video game.It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you wanna do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I ever even knew. They say that the worldThe old stars living for the fame. Kissing in the blue dark, playing pool and wild dogs, video game.
You alright? It's alright.
He holds me in his big arms, drunk and I am seeing stars. This is all I think of. Watching all our friends fall in and out of old clothes. This is my idea of fun. Playing video.It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you want to do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I ever.Place on earth with you. Tell me all the things.